Where's
your
brother?
My brother over there.
Abraham? Abraham Fried?
No, you know what? Maybe it's good I just to take it because I'm concentrating on this and you're not learning. So, you know, just take a pick. Well, go, close it for a second. Take one picture and that's over there.
Okay.
You got it? You got the oil? You see the peoples? From here, try to get from here the oil.
Oil?
All right, five. Okay. Parsha's Truma. Binyan HaMikdash. Asuli Mikdash. Shachanti B'Saicha. To make a Mikdash. Zok Rashi. The pasuk v'yikchu li truma li l'shmi li l'shmi. What is the li l'shmi? Now the mefarshim explain it doesn't mean li for Hashem because Hashem doesn't need it. So rather it means li l'shmi l'shem, for the sake of Hashem. Doesn't mean mamish that Hashem has it, but you have to give it l'shem Hashem. What is this l'shmi? Is it the regular din of l'shma? Is it the din of mitzvahs trichas kavana? There's a very big difference between the two. One is when you make, for example, a pair of tefillin, there's halacha of lishma. The ibud has to be l'shem. But there it's interesting. That's not l'shem Hashem. That is l'shem the mitzvah, the chepta. L'shem mitzvah tzitzis. Right? The lishma there isn't Hashem either. So then it's complicated to say kashe lagid shezeh ali l'shmi po. If you mean l'shma, l'shma is not li l'shmi. L'shma is l'shem cheftza shel mitzvah. Tefillin, tefillin, tzitzis, tzitzis. What do you say? L'shem mitzvahs tzitzis. You don't say l'shem Hashem. I never saw when someone's going to make tefillin and he's going to say l'shem Hashem. L'shma is l'shem the mitzvah. So then what is this li l'shmi? Is this also l'shma? Idilma? Maybe it has to do with mitzvah tzrichas kavana. That when you do it, you have to have kavana. The question is, mitzvah tzrichas kavana is the same thing. It's not l'shem Hashem. What is it to be yoytza the mitzvah? L'chaven etzetet ha-mitzvah. Now the truth is, Rabbi Yisai, when a person does a mitzvah, we say l'shem, yichud, kuchu, brichu, shchinta, b'dechilu, rechimu. So in the inyanim of mitzvah shrichas kavana and l'shma, we find the pesach nusach l'shem yichud, kuchu, brichu. Something about Hashem. So maybe that's the li l'shmi. You see, Rabbi, I'm trying to understand a Pashtun Rashi that everybody learns and everybody knows how to say. Li l'shmi! What is this? Do you mean l'shma? Do you mean mitzvah trichas kavana? Which halacha do you mean? So the emesis. L'shma? That's not the regular l'shma. Mitzvah trichas kavana? It's not the regular mitzvah trichas kavana. Maybe it's a new halacha. Maybe it's a special halacha that when you build the asu li mikdash li lishmi, which means it's not governed. It's lo mechuyad lefiha alachot shel regular kavon in lishma. Maybe achol liot. Let me ask you a question. Do we paskin mitzvahs tzrichas kavana or mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana? This is a big diun in Tanoim, in Rishonim. How do we pass halacha l'maaseh? Mitzvah tzrichas and mitzvah ein tzrichas kavana. So Bamis Lechatchila, there's mitzvahs Chichas Kavana. B'di'eved, Yoytza, without Kavana. Unless it's Kabbalah, so Malchus Shemayim, there we say you need mitzvahs Chichas Kavana. That's the halacha l'maisa. Mitzvahs Chichas Kavana, Lechatchila. You have to try to be mechaven. B'di'eved, if he wasn't mechaven, you're still Yoytza. At the same time, Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim needs Kavana, and it's Li Kuba. The person's not Kavan, it's Li Kuba. So let's understand that maybe this is what that loch is. Mitzvah Shrikas Kavana from all over is only Bidiyavit. Mashenke, the Li Lishmi is Li Kuba, maybe. It's not, maybe that's what it means. Now, I'm not even so sure that this is Mitzvah Shrikas Kavana, but even on the tzad that it's Mitzvah Shrikas Kavana, maybe it's Li Lishmi Li Kuba that you're not Yoitza. Because otherwise, if you learn that this means Kavana, so it's no different than any other mitzvah. It's no different than any other mitzvah. So if it's no different than any other mitzvah, so anyway, there's halacha. Why would you need a special pasuk? Now the teretz might be that here it's Likuva. But that's, of course, if you learn that it's the regular din of mitzvah, shichas kavana. This li lishmi. But if you learn that it's not Kavana, because Kavana doesn't mean Li Lishmi. Kavana means Kavana is Latzis is HaMitzvah. So then what is this Li Lishmi? What is it? Idil. We could come and say, that could be, and I want you to pay close attention, that this building of a Mishkan is like Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. So the Pasuk and the Rashi is Mechadish to me that just like by Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, the Li Lishmi is Li Kuva, so too in the building of the Mishkan, because it is also Kabbalas El Malchus Shamayim. Whatever entails Kabbalas El Malchus Shamayim that's Mechayim Kavana Li Kuva, that you can't be Oitz without Kavane, so too building of the Mishkan has the same thing. That it's in the realm of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim that the Li is Lishmi must be Li Kuva. And therefore you answer the Kash, Mitzvah Kavana is all over, yeah, but it's not Li Kuva all over. So then what, is it a special din over here? No, maybe it's the din of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim where Mitzvah Kavana is Li Kuva, right? We all know this, that the first Pasuk of Kriya Shema, that if you're not in Kavan, what do you have to do? You have to go back. Why? Because Kavana is needed Likuva by Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. Pay close attention. How and why is building of a Mishkan Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim? So Pashut, you would say, you know what I would say? Hashem is the king, Malchus Shamayim, and where is his castle, so to speak? Is the Mishkan. Where is the service of the Melech? In the Mishkan. So chelik of asuli mikdash, which is gein v'shachanti b'soicham, Hashem rests, Hashras, Hashchina, Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. Unbelievable, right? And the rest you could already imagine with your own imagination, the greatness of the Mishkan together with being mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Could be. Let me ask you a question. There's halacha called mitoich shaloi lishma. So if you learn that this is mitzvah tzrichas kavana, so there's no such thing as mitzvah shalikiv and bali de kavana. It's not going to help you anything. But if you mean that it has to do with the din of lishma, which was shma? Lishma creating something? Also, you can't come and say mitzvah shalay lishma bal lishma. Can you imagine a person comes and says, I was in the Chavim Lishma, in the mezuzah and the tefillin, of a mitayach shalai Lishma, bo Lishma. Can you say anything like that? Of course. So where is the din of mitayach shalai Lishma, bo Lishma? There's a third type of Lishma, and that is ultimate kavana of why I do it. Why do I do it? I do it for myself? Or I do it, what, for... No? Shem Shemayim. There I hear the words of what?
Li.
Lishmi, Li. It's for Hashem and not for you. That's a third type of lishma. Imagine a person learns Torah lishma. So there's a whole question, what does it mean to learn Torah lishma? Does it mean l'shem the mitzvah? When you have to learn Torah lishma, do you mean l'shem the mitzvah? And the answer is, it's a big machlokes. It's a big, controversial topic. What's the lishma of Torah? Some understood lishma for the sake of the mitzvah. You have to learn Torah for the sake of the mitzvah. Maybe lishma can mean that I do it not for the sake of the mitzvah, but rather for the sake of Hashem. Chassidim through the generations learned like that. It's for dveikus, it's to get close to Hashem. Lishma means l'shem Hashem. For lofty ideals, l'shem Hashem. For spirituality, l'shem Hashem. Comes along Reb Chaim Volozhiner and he says, no, it's not true. It's not l'shma, l'shem Hashem. But it means l'shem the Torah. Maybe he means like tefillin, the chefts of Torah. You have to learn for the sake of Torah. Like you make tefillin for the sake of tefillin. You know what I'm doing, Rabbi? I'm telling you unfinished product. But it's enough for this year. What I mean to say is, we could spend hours explaining the chilik between kavana and lishma and l'shem Hashem. But I'm showing you that the word lishma has many different angles to it. And has many different roads. Many different chilukim where it's the ge'er lishma. I'll tell you an interesting thing just to show it to you. Halacha l'maisa. Do you know that there's halacha that you're not allowed to use objects which were used for human beings? It's used for the sake of chayil and to use it then for kaidish. You know that? Where does it learn from? It has two mekayis, two places we learn from. This is a Tesefta Megillah. One of them is learned as Mizbach Avonim Tase Li, the Mizbeach. Li, it has to be for me. The second place it's learned from is Va'asu Li Mikdash V'shachanti B'saycha. In Zvachim, if you learn the Gemaris over there, you'll see that it's Mashma that's learned from the Mizbeach. Properly so, because Mizbach Avonim Tase Li. So from the Mizbeach we learn out all the clay habayis, all the utensils in the Beis HaMikdash and in the Mishkan. But the Tesefta Megillah Peri Beis says V'asuli Mikdash also. So the V'asuli Li Lishmi tells me that it couldn't have been used before by somebody else other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It has to be designated for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very interesting. What din lishma is that? Maybe it's not a din lishma. Maybe it's a separate halacha. You hear my question? Holy mikdash, that anything which was used for yourself, you're not allowed to afterwards use it. You hear my kasha? You ever thought about it? Anything which was used, chayil, is not allowed to be used anymore for the Beis HaMikdash. Why V'asu Li Mikdash? Li is Lishmi. What Lishma is that? Which din of Lishma is that? Maybe you could come and say, it's not Lishma, it's a new limud. So Li, a special limud, Li that it has to be for me. Maybe it's Takanat Lishma. Most Achrayim explain that this is also Lishma. I hear from this that there's a new type of lishma. Lishma means kedusha. Lishma is a form of separated, not chayil. Va'asu li for kedusha and not for chayil. Va'asu li for kedusha and therefore it has to be lishma, not for me, because then it's personal. Then it's about me! I go and I build a Beis HaMikdash and I'm thinking that my name is going to be on a plaque on the Beis HaMikdash. If I'm giving the money so people should walk around and say, ooh, look at this rich guy, right? So then it's not for Kaidish, it's for Inyanei Chayil. The giving is for Inyanei Chayil. If I do it Li Lishmi, that designates, Miachid, Shezeh Bishvul Kaidish V'loi Bishvul Chayil. Gives us another understanding in the Li Lishmi. Li, for spiritual, for Kedusha, and not for what? For personal, for Chayil. So let me repeat quickly what I just said. Like this, you'll have a clarkite in which direction we're going throughout the whole shir. Learn the yisod of the shir, and everything else will fall into place. V'yikhu li is lishmi. Which lishmi are we referring to? Do we mean lishma? Do we mean kavanas mitzvah? What do we mean lishma? What lishma are we referring to? Because I showed you, without repeating all the details, there's many different types of lishma and angles into lishma. Some of them are lechatchila, some are likuva. Let us understand the li lishmi with the normal din of lishma. Lishma. Wait a minute. Lishma means l'shem the mitzvah. So how could the li be li lishmi? What does it mean li lishmi? So I showed you an interesting halacha. Then the v'asuli mikdash, there's also halacha that you can't use choil for kaidish. It has to be designated l'chatchila for what? For kaidish. So the lishma means what? L'shem kodesh v'loy l'shem chayil. That's pshat li l'shmi. Li l'shmi, l'shem kodesh, and not l'shem chayil. How is that l'shma relevant? How is that l'shma relevant? You hear? Let's use those words. Relevant. In the Binyan HaMishkan, in the Kavana of Li Lishmi, which means Choyl and not Kodesh. So what does that have to do with the Kavana? What has to do with what's going through a person's mind? And the answer is that the person's mind is could be Choyl. It could create Choyl in the Nesina, in the giving. If I give something for the wrong reasons, that's chayil also. If I give something for the wrong reasons, that's chayil. What could be the wrong reasons? Many things. And you know what it could be? It could be that I do it for gaif, I do it for covet. I do it for the wrong reasons. That creates chayil. That creates that it's not kodesh. It's not designated for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a very big problem with this. Do you know which trumas we're talking about? The Yikhu Li Truma. Yikhu Li Truma. The Yikhu Li Truma. So Rashi tells us that there's three trumas Amurais Khan. He brings you a Mishnah in Masech Shkalim that there's three trumas. Let me teach you about Parshas Truma and Parshas Vayakel and Pekudei in a short nutshell. I give it to you all on a silver platter. Kitzur. There's one Truma called Trumas for Kurbanos, which is Beka Lagulgailis. Kisi says, Roish B'nai Yisrael, how did they count? They gave a Beka Lagulgailis, a coin. Becca for every head, per head. That was used for what? For the karbanos. We had Parsha Shkalim yesterday. Yeah. What is the Shkalim? It's based on the Mishnah, Mashmim al Shkalim. What are we Mashmim al Shkalim? So the times of the Beis HaMikdash, it was for the Shkalim, for the karbanos. the community chest in the Beis HaMikdash to buy karbanos. That's Bekel LeGilgalis. That's one truma. Then there's another truma, and that is Bekel LeGilgalis as well, and that is for the Adonim, the sockets that held the Karshi HaMishkan, that held together the boards. So the foundations were made from Adonim. Those were things that attached two boards together. Also, it was Bekel LeGilgalis. Does anybody know if Bekel LeGilgalis was given according to each one's will? Or it was a chiyuv? It was a chov that everybody gave equal. It was a chiyuv, everybody gave it equal. The rest of the materials for the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan, that was given Kol Asher Yidvenu Libay. So there's three trumas. There's one Bekel LeGilgalis for the Adonim, one Bekel LeGilgalis for the Karbanis, and one Bekel LeGilgalis. I'm sorry, one Nedivas Halev, Kol Teilas Argom and Teilas Shani Vesheish Veizim Vayreis Eilim. All this was been Nedivas Halev. Which one of these three could have been given Shalei L'Shem Shemayim? Chayre, the third one, the one that if you come and you give him the Divas Halev, I gave more, I gave less, but the Bekel LeGilgalis, given for own personal reasons. I mean, everybody had to give a coin. They gave the coin. Well, what would be? Everybody was equal. Where could there be Shalei L'Shma in here? You force a guy to give money to tzedakah. What's the Shalei L'Shma? I mean, it could be, he just didn't want to give it, which is very chiddush. You really believe that anybody didn't want to give it? You know, it says clearly that they gave so much that Moshe Rabbeinu had told them, die the hoyser, stop bringing. So they had to be told in advance not to give a Bekel LeGilgalis, Shalei L'Shma. There's a Rambam that says that every Yid wants to do, in all mitzvahs, and even in divorces. Why? Because the truth is every Yid wants to give. The only thing is, the Yetzirah. So what? The Yetzirah would tell him not to give the Bekel LeGilgalis. And therefore you have to sell me Li L'Shmi. You got to work on yourself that you give this. You know a guy who gives a 50 cents for tzedakah. Oh, he probably doesn't have a shame Shemai. He doesn't really want to give it. That's Li L'Shmi. If we're talking about what? All the Nedivus Halev. Then I could come and say, oh, people gave more, people gave less. It was subject to covet. It was subject to honor. Who gives more and who gives less? But the Bekel LeGilgalis was even
equal
across the board. So what's your shaila? What's your problem? Mayidik shaila, yeah? So someone's going to come and say, Yikhuli L'Shmi, maybe he's going on all the Trumas Hamuris Khan. You're right. It's not going on the Bekel LeGilgalis for the Adonim. And it's not going the Bekel LeGilgalis for the Karbanis. It's going Meis Kalish Hashem Yidvenu Libay Li L'Shmi. If you'd like to look at Shkalim where this comes from, V'yikhu Li Truma, this is the Adonim. V'yikhu Kalish Hashem Yidvenu Libay, this is the materials for the building of the Mishkan that was needed. Tikhles Trumasi, this is referring to the Bekel LeGilgalis for the Karbanis. So the Yikuli Trumas talking about the Adonim. If it's talking about the Adonim, it was only a Bekel LeGilgalis that everybody had to give Chiyuvi. Everybody had to give it Chiyuvi. So how could you come and say that a person would do it Shalei L'Shma? What Shalei L'Shma? Take 50 cents from a guy, you have a chashash, he might do it Shalei L'Shma, but what are you thinking already? That you have to come and say, no, you better be done L'Shma! Wow, very interesting question. Unless you learn, you know, maybe it's not only the Adonim, it's going on everything, and the Yikuli is just the Yikuli. Truma, but the Li is actually going on everything. As a matter of fact, it says, Tikhu es Truma Si. There it's also Si, me, Truma Si, mine. Is that like as if it would have said, V'yikhu Li Li L'Shmi? What about the middle one? The one that speaks about that a person should give for the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, there it doesn't say Lishmi. Maybe the Chumasi is also Li Lishmi. You know who says this? The Klayaka. The Klayaka wants to say that the Li, by the Bekel of Gilgailus, is Li Lishmi. Chumasi is also for Hashem, Epis. Even though it's not a drash. There's no such chazal like this. And then he asks, how come the middle one, is not what? L'shem Hashem. Ayin Klayaker. An entire long Klayaker. You hear Rabbi Yisrael? So you see that we're going in the right direction. That the Klayaker is being ma'ir really this question. The Yikuli is only about the Adonim. And if it's about the Adonim, so then how come it's only about the Adonim, how come there it says V'yikuli Truma? So maybe it's also about the Bekel Gilgalos or Karbanos. But again, it's the same question. Why there does it say Li, what Li, Li, Shmi? I beg to differ that Trumasi doesn't mean Li, Li, Shmi, by the way. Trumasi might mean for Hashem, fine, but it doesn't mean Li, Li, Shmi. V'yikuli is maybe, I believe, possibly, Azeiz Mashma, that it was only by the Adonim. Why? Why would there be a din of Lishma on something which is nothing to give? And of course the person would want to give it for the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan. Who would not want to give 50 cents for the foundation of the Beis HaMikdash? Well, what do you say? And there the Torah has to stress Li Lishmi. What's this Li Lishmi? What is it? What is it? And I'll ask you another kasha. If it's the way we're learning that it has to be done Lishma, so I ask you, which Lishma are we referring to? Do we refer to the Lishma Chetza, like you have to make tefillin Lishma, where it means L'shem Kodesh, for the right reasons? The Michtam Eliyahu tells me a tremendous yesod. He says, people think Mitar Shalai Lishma, Bal Lishma means that you're not Lishma, and that will bring you to Lishma. Says the Michtam Eliyahu, wrong. Mitai Shalai Lishma Ba Lishma. In every Shalai Lishma, a person has a lot of Lishma. He does a mitzvah, it's completely Shalai Lishma. You think he's doing it only for himself? Of course he's doing a little bit for the Amish, but mixed into that is Shalai Lishma. You hear? From the mitoich, from within the Shalai Lishma, the Lishma is going to win. The Lishma is going to overpower the Shalai Lishma. Michmi, you're right. He says, Toyis Ha'olam. The world thinks, sir, you hear? Bitoy Shalai Lishma. What is Shalai Lishma? Shalai Lishma means his mind is only Shalai Lishma. How could there be such a thing? You know a person that wears tefillin thinking, I'm only doing it because I want to do it, because I want people to look at me? There's no such thing. Hey, I'm giving money to stock. I don't mean it all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't mean it all the Beis HaMikdash. I mean myself. How could there be such a thing? It can't be. Now the answer is, we're talking about percentages. Originally, he started out percentage-wise more Shalai Lishma than Lishma. Shalai Lishma, from within the Shalai Lishma will come what? Lishma. This, if you look at Michtam Eliyahu Chelek Aleph, I believe it's page 2 something, if I remember correctly. I'll find you the page, because it's a very, very interesting shmuz, and he gradually talks about the Beis HaMikdash and the Lishma of the Beis of the Mishkan. Yeah, here it is. Mori the Gazach, you hear? This is what he said. You know what's maybe Kedaitis. Let's go through it. Remember, it's a beautiful Michtam Eliyahu. On a regilim, page 230. On a regilim, you hear? We're accustomed to think that lecha v'lish, I'm sorry, shemitay shalai lishma, ba lishma. That mitay shalai lishma, we come to lishma. I will tell you the commercial, we make big mistakes. Lo ya shalai lishma, maybe it's halishma. It's not the shalai lishma that brings the lishma. Ela nekudas halishma. Markeves is bechinus hashul achinekel akav lizgabalel legarsha. He says, all right, but simu chayva, you hear? Lecha v'lishtus b'Shabbos. There's a chiv to eat on Shabbos. Everybody knows that. I don't know anybody who doesn't know that there's a chiv to eat on Shabbos. And he has maybe to, okay, afterwards we'll take another one. No, at the end of the shiur maybe. Put him out, take another one, just in case. Okay, now. So it says that Yibuchuif din on Shabbos. He brings a balamor, the Rishayna. V'chol mi she'en oichel chamin, tzarech bedik achru. Whoever doesn't eat chont on Shabbos, a bikaris! Don't marry into his family. Oh, you don't know? It's a first balamor. No, no, really. It's a first balamor. That if you don't eat chont on Shabbos, you better check into him. You hear? This is what he says. Tzarech bedik who min. You know, Eliezer, I need with the hat, so it's anyway not again. Chol mi she'en oichel chamin, tzarech bedika akra. Im hu min, if he's an apikaris. V'im meis, yisas kuboy am. And if he dies, goyim should bury him. Yidna nala bury him. Ula hazmin, ula vashel, ula hatmin, ula anik zashabes, ula hashmin. Hu hamayim. To do all this, then he's the real maimon. Yeah? The zoich leketz hayom. Says the Michtam Eliyahu, it's a pelah. Why? Because Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, a person can eat away the whole Shabbos with tzimis. You know what tzimis is, right? No. From Russia. No. Tzimis is the carrots! Says the Yisrael Salanter that a person can eat up the entire Shabbos with tzimis. So he asked the question, of Lamaisa, you're supposed to eat on Shabbos. You're supposed to eat on Shabbos. Says the Michtam Eliyahu like this. Avuzeh Pesher Hadavu. Vada Yevshila Abidis and Nakudis HaLishma. A person could destroy even the dot of Lishma in his actions. That's what Rabbi Yisrael Salant is referring to. But of course, 100%, a person needs the Shaloi Lishma mixed in with the Lishma, and the Lishma will outweigh the Shaloi Lishma. But if a person spends his entire Shabbos just food, he destroyed even the Nekudas HaLishma that's in his Taich Shaloi Lishma. That's what the Mikhlo Yosef said. A tremendous Yisai, you hear? Tell me, when a person sits at a Shabbos table and he's eating chalt, you think he's doing it for Hashem? And even if he says, Shem Shemayim L'Shem Etz Shabbos, it's not true. He's lying to you. He's lying to you.
So how is it coming?
So what's the pshat? Yeah. And not only that, he says that if a person doesn't eat a whole Shabbos, Levashel, Lulaanig, and eating and drinking, he's a kaifer. So how does the two things go together? The answer is, you have to do Shaloi Lishma. What are you supposed to eat? But in the Shaloi Lishma has to be a Nekuda of Lishma. And the Nekuda of Lishma is so big that it outweighs the Shaloi Lishma. It outweighs the Shaloi Lishma. So the question is, there's no such a thing as Shaloi Lishma. So how could there be a problem with Chisaron of Lishmi? Maske Poshta Kasha, how could there be a problem of Lila Shmi? Oh, unless you say that it has to be 100%, maybe. Maybe the pshat is that the Lishma has to be so strong that it has to be 100% Lishma. Why by everything else that we have halacha, klal, and the pshat is not that it's shaloi lishma, that in the shaloi lishma you also have lishma. So how come by the base of Mikdash, the Mishkan, the lishma has to be so much that there's no room for shaloi lishma? Otherwise, what's the chiddush of lishmi? It's always that way. I'm asking Poshto, I'm trying to learn with your Rashi that everybody just throws out, hey, Lishmi, it's Lishma. What does it mean? What do the words mean? So I'm saying Pshat like this. Li Lishmi means Lishma. But if it means Lishma, so then you have a question. How could it be that a person has Lishma, and at the same time, we're saying that it's not good enough? Because every Shaloi Lishma is Lishma. And the answer is, it's not enough Lishma. Not enough. So the question is, why is it that the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan needs, and don't forget by what? By the Adonim? Complete Lishma. So what's the Chiddush? It's anyway that. It's so little, so it's anyway that. Rabbi Sai, let's talk a little bit. Oh yes, I mean, it wasn't good. Let me take it again. Okay, now. So Rabbi say, listen carefully. We're going to go into the sugi of Asuli Mikdash. Going to the sugi of Asuli Mikdash. What does it mean? Did you hear the question? Do you understand the question? Beautiful question. What's all this Lishma talk? How much is it needed? Why is it different than any other mitzvah? What's going on over here? And why is it unique to the Adonim? Why is it unique to the Adonim? What does it mean, Vasuli Mikdash? You ready? And this part gets very interesting. So those that were bored till now, don't be so bored, it's going to get interesting now. What is Vasuli Mikdash? I want to show you that there's a little bit of a discrepancy in the pasuk. On one hand it says Vasuli Mikdash, then it says Mishkan. It uses a lashon of Mishkan. As Tavnis HaMishkan, the next pasuk, Echol HaShanimara, Oizkas Tavnis, tell me, is it called the Mikdash? Or is it called the Mishkan? What is the name? What is it? If you want to know the name of the sanctuary, what's it called? Is it called Mikdash? Or is it called Mishkan? Now we know that the base HaMikdash was called Mikdash. And in the Midbar it was called Mishkan. But you see that actually Vasuli Mikdash is going back even on the Mishkan too. So what is Vasuli Mikdash? Bar Chaim HaKadosh speaks about it. So I would come and say that Mishkan is the noun, it's the name, and Mikdash is the verb. You're saying that. So let me show you where it's not so pashut. Again, Mishkan is the name, the noun. Mikdash is the verb. It's what it is. Lahavdil elav havdalos. And not elav, but alfei alafu v'rivu rivavus havdalos, the White House. Okay? The White House is its name. It's not its activity. And the biggest raya is, unless you call white lies, so maybe that's the activity of the White House. Well, maybe that's why it's called the White House. But I would say it wouldn't be white lies. I think it's straight out open lies. So it's not called white, it should be called black lies. Underground. Yeah, what do they call the black market, right? So it should be called the Black House. White House is the name, the noun. The government, whatever they call it, the presidential estate, that's what the verb of the noun. And even in a noun, even in a name, there's the verb of it. So the verb of it is what? The Asuli Mikdash. Let me show you what many Rishonim learn like this. Many, many don't. I'm going to begin with the Eben Ezra. Because the Eben Ezra is the most simple. I think Rabbi Bechaya learns like this. Many Rishonim learn like this as well. The Asuli Mikdash. Why is it called Mikdash? Because since Hashem dwells there, and Hashem is Kodesh, Hashem is the ultimate Kedusha, so it's a base HaMikdash, it's a Mikdash. It's a sanctuary. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kodesh, the Holy One rests on it. Rashi is a little different. Rashi explains, Va'asuli Mikdash, says Rashi, Va'asuli Shmi, base Kedusha. A house of Kedusha. What does he mean? Does he mean, don't forget, we're talking about what you're doing, not what Hashem comes and rests and therefore becomes Kedusha. But you have to make a base Kedusha. So either he means for the activities of after the doing, or he means the activities of what you've done in it to make it Kedusha. Again, pay close attention. I'm going to learn with you Psukim that maybe you know you haven't learned before. The Asuli Mikdash. What does it mean to make a Mikdash? And the answer is Kedusha. What's the Kedusha? So if you take a look, then it's just simple. Since Hashem is there, Meshachanti B'Soicha, He rests, He's dwelling there, Ashrat Ashchina, V'Asuli Mikdash. Rashi seems to learn V'Asuli Shmi, base Kedusha. To learn like the Ibn Ezra, that because Hashem is there, therefore it's Kedusha. It's not clear. It would make more sense to learn in Rashi that the house itself is a house designated for Kedusha. So does he mean because of what's being done after it's being built? Does he mean because of all the Karbanis and the Avaidas HaKadosh that's done over there? That it's called the base Kedusha? For the activities that are being done there? Or does he mean for the way it's being built? It's built Kedusha in a holy way, in a spiritual way. What does he mean? So the Rambam, I believe, learns the first way. It has to do with the Avoida after. Because the Rambam, the very famous Rambam, what's called the Asuli Mikdash, says the Rambam, mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to build Bayis Lashem Muchan, which is prepared, Liois Makrivim Bay HaKarbonis. You see that the avoida that will take place in the base hamikdash makes it va'asuli mikdash. It's not the building, but what is it? It's va'asuli mikdash. What's going to be the services? The avoida. What's going to be, take place in the mikdash makes it a bais kedusha v'asuli mikdash for shirama. In Rashi, though, it's not clear to me. In Rashi, I could learn that Rashi means the way it was made, the way it was built bais kedusha. For example, when you want to build a summer home, it has to be built fit for the summer. You put in air conditioning and then windows and whatever else is needed for a summer home. My imagination is not that good. A winter home has to be built for the winter. You put in space, heat, and it all depends on what it's built for. Office is built like an office. By its Kedusha, since it's for Kedusha, it had to be built in a method of Kedusha. I can learn like that in Rashi. Now I'm going to tell you a fourth pshat, which Reb Shamsher Fol Hirsch says. Love it. It's beautiful. He asked the question, is it Kedusha or is it Mikdash? Is it Asli Mikdash or is it Mishkan? And the answer is, Mikdash is what we do, Mishkan is what Hashem does. We have to do a house which we become sanctified in. It's a house designated for our work, our dealings of Kedusha. Mishkan is the result. If we do this, Hashem will dwell. Means it's what we do or He does. Sham Shufol Hirsch is Marich. There's two parts to Mishkan. It's what we do, and it's what Hashem does. We do Mikdash and He does Mishkan. I like it. The house was designated for our sanctification. Let me just charge Eliezer to take care of this. I think let's take care of it now. So listen carefully. V'asuli mikdash. Yeah? V'asuli mikdash. I want you to learn me. What does v'asuli mikdash mean? Either it means v'asuli mikdash, make for me a home which will be kaidish because Hashem is there. And mikdash is the noun. Okay? Mikdash is the noun. And the noun is based on, of course, on a verb, that the verb is Hashem is there. Or mikdash has to do with the avoidas hakaidish that will be done over there. There's an avoidas hakaidish that's going to be done there. So after, that's the Rambam. Rashi says Bais Kedusha might be the way it has to be made. Reb Shamshul Fol Hirsch is learning that what is it? It's Bais Kedusha. The verb that we do. We do Kedusha. It's not it, which means it's Bechlal, not a noun. Let's say it that way. According to Reb Shamshul Fol Hirsch, it's Kemat, not a noun. It's a verb. The Mishkan is a verb. The Mishkan is a verb, and the Watcher call it is a verb. and the mikdash. It's all about what's done. We do kedusha, and Hashem does what? Now let me show you again. Is va'asuli mikdash the mitzvah to bake, or is it the mitzvah to have? What's the mitzvah? There's a mitzvah to build a mishkan, a mikdash. What is the mitzvah? To make the mikdash or to have the mikdash? This is a tremendous deal in the Achrayim. Tremendous deal. Shlomo HaMelech hired workers. You know who he hired? Chiram. Avdei Chiram.
Goyim.
Workers. Goyim. Avdei Chiram. And they went and they helped Shlomo build the base on mikdash. If there's a mitzvah to build a mikdash, how could you have Goyim? How could you have a guy do it? Yachin Abayas, which is the Tiferes Yisrael in Midas, Ois Aleph, Sechtes Midas Ois Aleph, springs a raya that goyim are allowed to build, because you see, Avdechirim built it. Unbelievable, you see, goyim built it. So how could you say goyim are not allowed to build it? It says clearly that goyim were building it. If you look at the Piskei Taisvus in Midas Ois Chabbeis, it says clearly Goyim are not allowed to build on the Har Bayis anything. How could you make them Goyim to build a base? What do you mean? Slaves you mean? I don't steal. So the question becomes Goyim? Chas v'shalom, you're not allowed to have a Goy build a base and make build a Mishkan. Comes along the Mishkan is Yankiv, and he says very pashit. Even though they were goyim avdei chira, but it was gadol oimer al kabei, which was a big shaila in halacha. That if a guy's allowed to make tzitzis, and then you have a gadol oimer al kabei, and a Jew, a cotton if he's allowed to make it, and a Jew stands on top, Shlomo supervised. Maybe not he himself, but Shlomo's avodim, the Jewish one, supervised Avdei Chira. And therefore, says the Mishnah Tzadikim, it's no raya that Goyim allowed to build. And the biggest raya that Goyim are not allowed to build is because Taisus says clearly that Goyim are not allowed to build on Har Bayis. And don't ask from Chiram because God loyim al gabei. Let me ask you a question. If the mitzvah is to build, then Anachanami, Goyim are not allowed to build. But if the mitzvah is to have, so then building is only a Heksha mitzvah. It's only to get to having. Whenever there's a Heksha mitzvah, Goyim are allowed to do it. If you look at the Keren Ayir and Masechtas Yevamos, Davam says clearly, I say the Echleisas and the Sugis over there, Heksha, that the whole thing of building a Beis HaMikdash is only Heksha mitzvah. And the Mela, we don't have a problem. We don't have a problem with Chiram building it because a guy is allowed to do a Heksha Mitzvah. So we have a tremendous Machlaikis. Is building V'asuli Mikdash Mitzvah or is V'asuli Mikdash Heksha Mitzvah and Iker is to have? Let me show you how relevant and how interesting this topic is. The third base HaMikdash. Who's going to build it? Anybody know who's going to build the third base on Mikdash?
It's Machlok.
Some say that it's Lubavitch will build it. They say they built it. Some say that. But they're wrong. That's what you say. It's Machlok is right. Rashi in Sukkah says it. But the Rambam disagrees. Let me tell you the topic.
Rambam?
There's a whole Shaila. Chodosh is Osir. Maybe it should be also from the night. Meheri Yibon HaMikdash. We're all afraid that the Beis HaMikdash should be built and then Chadash and people are going to say, oh, last year I ate Chadash. Says the Gemara, so good, so then it should be Mutter because the Beis HaMikdash won't be built by night, it'll only be built by day.
Yes.
This is a Gemara in Sukkah. Says Rashi, the Ein Binyan Beis HaMikdash. The Ein Binyan Beis HaMikdash Balayim. You couldn't build the base on Mikdash at night. It has to be built by day. And he brings the raya from Shavuos. Says Rashi, that's not a kasha. Because this is the third Beis HaMikdash we're talking about. And the third Beis HaMikdash is going to come from Shah Mayim. So there's no Chisarn of Biyayim Hakim. Because we're not putting it up. Hashem is putting it up. Let me read you the Lashon. Sh'anu mitzapim boni u'mishuklo hu yigala v'yavim mishamayim. It will become revealed, finished from Shemayim. So therefore, you don't have a problem. There's no mitzvah to build the chayim. It comes out. Where did you get cash? We can talk about this question. So therefore, there's no problem with beyond. It can be done by now. This is Rashi Shita in Sukkah Mem Aleph, and it's Rashi Shita in Shavuos Kesvav. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Dalit says clearly, Melech HaMashiach. Melech HaMashiach is going to build the Beis HaMikdash. What's the pshat? So the Rishayim say clearly. Because since there's a mitzvah to build, how could it be that Hashem will build a thing? There's a mitzvah to build. Who asked me this question? You did. How could it be? And the answer is Mashiach will build it. Like Shlomo built it. Melech Shlomo, Melech Mashiach will build the third Beis HaMikdash. Says the Klechemda and all the Achreinim, big talk in the Achreinim. It all depends on this Shaila. If you learn that the mitzvah is to build, then it can't come from Shemayim. You need a Bar Chiyuva. But if the mitzvah is that it should get built, which means not the actual building, but that we should have, so the Hekshir could be done just like it could be done by Goyim, so Mitzvah Hashem will be done where? But the Eivish still wants. What's wrong with sending Hashem the Shliach? Well, Hashem's not a Bar Chiyuva. Okay, so what? Hashem's not a Bar Chiyuva, not a Chiyuva in the Mitzvah Binyan. Right, but Goyim also not a Chiyuva, and Abdi Chirim used to do it. So if you learn that it's a Hekshir Mitzvah, say the Achroinim, therefore it can be done Min Ha Shamayim. But if you learn that it's a Mitzvah to build the Mishkan, then what? Then Melech HaMashiach has to be done by a Bar Chiyuva. This is a synopsis of big talk in the Achreinim from here till who knows where. It is a big talk.
You won't need a Betzalel to come and
We're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about this. Now, I saw Pelvig of Pirkei d'Rabbi Elazar. Pirkei d'Rabbi Elazar says, you know, by the way, all the interesting Midrashim are there. Anybody who likes Medrash, learn Pirkei d'Rabbi Elazar. It's Gishvak. He says an interesting thing. He says, the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, it's not going to be built by Shamayim. It's ours. What do you mean? But it says it's going to come from Shamayim. It's not a contradiction. It's going to be the old Beis HaMikdash that it's going to come up from the earth. Yes, the old Beis HaMikdash. Will come up from the earth.
Yeah? The first one or second one?
Second one, Tavu Sha'arim, it got sunk into the ground, it's going to come back up. Yeah?
Tastes amazing.
You like it? Tell me, what is the Lashon of Rashi? Bani or Meshuchla, who Yigala V'yavi Mishamayim? What does Yigala mean?
Revealed.
Huh?
Revealed.
Yigala be discovered. Excavation. Very used to Lashon of Rashi. According to the Pirkei d'Rabbi Elazar, it will be excavated from the ground. They'll uncover it from the ground. Who you got it? Huh?
I would say Mishamayim.
That's not a kasha. Not a stira.
The Shamayim will be Megala here.
Not a stira. From Shamayim, miraculously.
It's not the kasha.
Okay, let me explain to you what my whole problem on the whole topic is.
He takes the same thing.
If you take a look at Daniel, not the Talmud Daniel, but the Navi Daniel. In the Navi Daniel, it says clearly that the measurements of the third base HaMikdash is going to be a lot different than the second one. So how could the Pirkei d'Rabbi Elazar say that it's going to be an old one that's going to become much bigger? Much bigger. So how could you come and say that it's the same one and it's going to come up from the ground?
Hashem understand that.
I'll tell you what I kind of pshat. You ready? I'm going to say a pshat you never heard before.
Are they building its boat?
You know there's a foundation to a building, and then there's renovation. Today, we buy a small house, and we add 10 rooms here and 20 rooms there. What's it called in English when you add to the house? What do you do? Huh? Extensions! the core of the Beis HaMikdash will come up from the ground. Extensions will extend.
The Yisod is still there, you want to say?
I want to say it. I found the Makar for it. If a real biscuit says, I'm worried to keep shot. V'hareinu b'vinyanai. V'samcheinu b'sikunai. You say it, no? Only Ashkenazim say this? Everybody says it. V'hareinu, you should show us the bin. V'samcheinu b'sikunai. What does sikunai mean? Renovations. A real biscuit says... But he says, a Murray the Kabbadish, I never saw it before. I'm shocked to see it. That when the Beis HaMikdash will come, Klal Yisrael is going to be upset. You didn't let us build it! We wanted to do something to build it! So they're going to leave the doors. The doors are not going to be built. Go build the doors. They'll have to fix the doors. Yisaknu adalsis. They'll have to fix the doors. V'areinu b'vinyanai v'samcheinu b'sikunai. We'll see him. We see the mikdash. But then we still have to what? Be mesameach. And what's the simcha? I understood Maril Diski needs to say is because that's what we're going to do. We're going to be so upset. Tzar will have that we're not building. V'samcheinu make us happy. B'sikunai by fixing it. Adding. Renovating. The mikdash.
Granted, we're making it bigger if you added doors.
Okay. Yes, that's what I was referring to. The adding the doors could have been that the measurements.
The whole thing.
Okay, don't ask. You know what? Don't take a diamond and ruin it. You don't like the diamond, so just give it to someone else who likes it. You know, everybody has taste. See, everybody has different taste. Some people enjoy it this way. Believe you me, I say it sheer in a way. Everybody has something. Believe me, I have everything in this little brain of mine. It has a certain mahalach this year. Everybody, certain people need the halacha, and certain people need the pirkei rabbi Lezer, and certain people need the pshat tovin. It's all geared for everybody. The vort, it's not big. Are the kashas on the vort? Yes. But there are going to be bigger kashas on the pirkei rabbi Lezer without it. Okay? You like it, say it that way, we'll say it that way. How can the pirkei rabbi Lezer say it's the same one if it's Daniel's is different? Daniel says clearly the Beis HaMikdash was different. The third one is different. Okay. There's a whole halacha. Are you allowed to build it by night? B'inyan ein Beis HaMikdash b'laylu b'yantif. So the Mikdash David has a very nice kasha. Mikdash David asks a kasha bishloim if you learn that it's achana, or you learn like what? I'm saying either you learn like Rashi that Hashem does it, fine, or you learn that it's achana, so again, fine. But if you learn there's a mitzvah to build, so how could you be miyashiv the Gemara and Sukkah with the Rambam Shita that there's a mitzvah to build? The Mashiach is going to come and build. How you talking that he's going to go build it in the middle of the night? Gemara says it could be built by night. What do you do with that Gemara in Sukkah? So the Mikdash David declares an interesting shiloh. Night is not allowed to be built. Night is not allowed to be built. It's an Isser. Or night means that you can't build it. It's a Chesaron Be'etzim. So if the Pshat is a Chesaron Be'etzim, you can't answer me Mashiach and this one and Shemayim will build it. You don't gain anything. You gain nothing from it. You can't come and tell me Hashem will do it. Yeah, but if he can't, can Hashem come and say, you know what, I'll give you a new type of matzah. It's going to be made from bread. You can't do that. But if it's an Isser, so maybe the Isser is people. Bar Chiyuva have the Isser. This is the Mikdash David's kasha. Okay. Says the stipler of the Linira Poshid. And there's no questions about it, that the third Beis HaMikdash is different. And all the halachas are negeah to the first two Bakri Mikdash, are not negeah to the third. According to the Rambam, we're going to have to say that the halachas that are negeah to Binyan HaMikdash change by the third Beis HaMikdash. As they stay, Yekilas Yaakov, Shvuas Simen Yud. Why? Why does the Mikdash change? I mean, why should it be that the halachas of the Beis HaMikdash change? didn't understand this. You can come and say, Gzeres HaKatuv, that's the way it is, don't ask questions. I'd like to ask questions. I'd like to understand, why should it be that the first two Bati Mikdash are what? Have halachas so that you can't do balayla and the third base on Mikdash, no, it's different. Hashem might do it, then it could come out, you could do it by night, and it's different, and then don't ask kashas. Why not? Rabbi said, let me tell you what I think. Sham Shufal Hirsch told me a Meidikis site. The building of the Mishkan, the building itself, is our expressions of Kedusha. That's how we are Mikadish ourselves by building a Mishkan. Our Avodas Hashem is to build a Mikdash. The third Beis HaMikdash, the Avodas Hashem will be a completely different Hashem. The whole world will know of Hashem. I'll explain to you maybe in terms that you'll understand, because everybody here is a big mikubel, as well as you're also a tremendous Bali Ashkafa. You ever hear of Hisayrusa de la Eila and Hisayrusa de la Sata? Everybody is, right? Is it coming from me or is it coming from Hashem? I believe that this is the chiluk. And Memesis says, and all the Mepharshim say this. In today's times, it's a Serusa de la Masata. In this world, it's a Serusa de la Sata. We do, Hashem. When Mashiach comes, we'll be Malar's Deus Hashem. Everybody know about Hashem. It's not going to have to take work on our part. If I care, Hashem will be Mizgalu. Hashem will reveal Himself to us. The yisoid of the Mishkan is the Seirusa del Sata. That's what it is. It's the work. Ma'isi Adenu Kainina Yadecha. It's about the work that we have to do in this world to be makdish ourselves, to sanctify ourselves. If we do it, then there's Mishkan. Then Hashem dwells among us. But it's our work. We have to do the groundbreaking, so to speak. The Asu Li, they have to do it. That's the first two Batei Mikdash. The third one is not going to be the Asuli Mikdash. The third one is going to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come from Shemayim. Hashem will send you the Mikdash. The Malard's Day is Hashem. It's a whole different Avaida. You know that? I know, there's good kashas. Because Bamis is the Rambam held that there's no difference between Olam Haz and Olam Haba. I could be Marech on this, which I don't really want to, because there's no end to the depth of this concept. I just want to give you a little bit of the concept. Understand, the Va'asuli Mikdash is that we have to do Kedusha. We have to do sanctifying things in this world, and then Hashem will rest by us. What were the Adonim for? Does anybody know what the Adonim? That was the foundation. The Avoida of the Mikdash is parallel to the Avoida of a person. We don't have today a Mikdash, so we have other Avoida. But it's the Avoida. The Yesoidos have to be Lishma. In the Lishma, then you can start having a little more lishma, a little less lishma. But the aside of it has to be lishma. I'm going to show you something a little bit further, and then you'll understand better the trend of thought that I have. The Adonim were used for what? Does anybody know what the Adonim were used for?
Hold on.
Okay, so I'd like you to all take a look at Perik Lamed Ches. Okay. Perik Lamed Ches. Pasik Chattes, Lamed, Lamed Aleph. Go take a look at what the Adonim were for, and what the Beka Lagugoylus, the Yikuli Truma, was actually for. It's an interesting chiddush. Go ahead. Lamed Ches, Pasik Chattes. Oh, so there's Tnuf, the Chayshis. There was copper! Yeah? And the copper was for what? What was it for? Right? What was it for? No, go ahead. He can't read. You read. He has a sore throat. Go ahead, no? Very interesting. Yazba adnei petach oil moed. Very interesting. You know the Adonim, there were two types of Adonim. Actually, they were the same, but they were for two different parts of the Beis HaMikdash. There was Adonim for the actual Mikdash, and then there was for the Chatzar. What about the Oil Moed? The Oil Moed was the Mishkan, that was the Adonim, was the Bekel HaGilgalos. But the Pesach HaOil, the Adonim which we use for the Pesach, that was what? Mechayshes. Strange. Strange to me. Yeah? The Adonim, even in the Adonim, there was Chatzar, there was the Yard, and then there was the Mishkan. The Beka LeGulgoylus, the coins were used for what? They were used for the Mishkan proper. In English we call it Mishkan proper. The Chatzar, that was Adonim from Tnufa, from the Chayshis, the ones that they, the Divus Halev, the ones that they gave on their own. What about the Pesach oil? The oil not. The oil was not done in Bekel Gilgailus. But the Petach oil was with the ones from the Chayshis. Why? Boy, so let me tell you what I think the Pshat is. So first Pesukim. This is not the Yukim. This is not Kashis. The Mishkan was Mishkan, and then there was a Chatzar to the Mishkan. The Adonim were needed for both. There's a division in the Adonim. The ones for the Mishkan, that was Bekel Gilgailus. You didn't use those for the Chatzar. And even for the Petach oil, the Adonim were what? The Nechayshim. What's the Pshah? Very strange. You come and say, it's clear that everything that happened in the Mishkan was a lesson. That's clear in the Mefarshim. Every single Mefarish discusses what is the lesson. And you know what the Pshah is? Because the idea of building the Mishkan was Avodah. It was a form of Avodah Hashem. What are we to learn from this? Mr. Kaikov, come. Let me tell you what you're supposed to learn from this. You ready? I explained to you the Nechayshim is Nedivus Halev. I explained to you, pay close attention, that the Mikdash itself was about Nedivus Halev. The Adonim, that was the Yisoid. The Yisoid was what? Bekel LeGulgailus. It had to be Shema. It had to be everybody equal. There's a very interesting pasuk. Ani beroiv chazdecho. Make up your mind. Is it Bani Berei Chazdecha Ovoi? Or is it Eshtachvel Be'irasecha? Which one is it? So the truth is, it's Gilu Berada, there's both. The Malbim makes it into a stira. Malbim says, whoa, Givaldi! Ovoi Be'isecha is Berei Chazdecha. Once I'm inside, Eshtachvel! When I do the avoda in inner, that's Be'ira Sech. Begins with Chesed, and it ends with Yira. The more you get into it, the more there's Yira, there's fear. Let me explain to you what I think he means. Coming into avoda has to be Nedivus Halev. Coming into the avoda has to be you want. That's the tchilah, that's the coming. Avoy beisecha. The Pesach oil is still like the chatzar, the what? Mechayshis. It's about the div, it's the parts that you gave. Yeah? It's the parts that you gave. Once you're on the inside, then it's yira secha. It's yira, it's fear. The avoyde is not chesed. The avoyde is kfir. I'll explain to you what I mean. You know, a person starts off wanting to learn. Starts off, he has big ideals, big goals. It's exciting. It's geschmack. How come as time goes on, it gets difficult? It gets more and more difficult. As a matter of fact, Chazal tell us that tzaddikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu midakdik imoyem kirchut hasayim. Only tzaddikim, which means the deeper a person goes into the avodah, the more it becomes dangerous. The closer to the Aaron. Well, how come Kahas was the least? Why? Aaron Mechalaben. The closer you are to the Kaidish, the more deeper you are in the Kaidish, it's Beir HaSecha. Fear. It's danger. It's force. The beginning is Beroy Chazdecha Avoy Beisecha. This is a Malbim. This is not. I didn't make this up. This is a Malbim. I'm just giving it you to understand what the Malbim means. You begin. It begins. It's beautiful. Avoda, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Very romantic, so to speak. It is. It's romantic. People are chayzer b'tshuva. Yeah, they're so into it. They feel yeah. The Rebbeinu Shloim moves them right. Then the minute it gets deep into the, you're already in it. Eze bayot, eze kushiyot, difficulties. Kfir. And there's like force. The Adonim, for the Mishkan itself, needed lishma, me'achuz lishma. It also needed that it should be bek ala gulgayus. It wasn't bin adivus alev. It was kfiya. You were forced. Everything else was done what? Everything else was done. Tell me one more thing and I want to explain this to you. On the outside, what was the mizbeach? Mizbachane. On the inside, what was it?
Zahav.
Do you know the difference between a chayshis and zahav? Reb Shapshafal Hirsch explains beautifully. The chayshis is not clean. Chayshis is dirty. The chayshis, gotta work hard to slam it into place. Zahav is pure. Inside, it's about purity. Tzadikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, medavti kechut hasayir. It had to be zahav tar, it had to be pure. On the outside, it's nechayshis. The Pesach HaOyel also is about nechayshis. I ask you a question, how come from all the Beis HaMikdash, what does the Rebbeinu Shalom say we have to do? It's beautiful, beautiful, he explains, he says, Zahav, it's easy to mold, it's easy to weld, it's easy to mold, it's a much softer. Silver is purer than copper, but again, it needs welding, it needs, the chayshis is dirty, it's not a clean copper, it's a coarse. Right, you guys aren't into the metals? Who is into metals? Who's a goldsmith here? Anybody know who's diamonds? Everybody here's diamonds? It's coarse. Kashe. The avoida. Gold is soft. Pure. Clean. The Pesach oil. What about the Pesach oil? Pesach oil has to do with the Divas Aleph. Pesach oil was like the chotzer. It had to do with the Divas Aleph. It has to do with how much a person wants. But asu li mikdash. And this is what I'm getting back to. What was the Beis HaMikdash? Was the Beis HaMikdash about what went on in the Beis HaMikdash? Or the Beis HaMikdash was the actual building? The actual building itself might have been a mitzvah. The actual building itself was the Mikdash, was the Kedusha. Sometimes you have a building. The Ikar is not the way it's built. What is it? It's the result. When someone comes and says, oh, that's a nice house. Well, what, because it was built nicely? No, because at the end it's nice. But then there's certain things called art. You know, by art, what is part of it? Not only the result, but even what? The craftsmanship, the chachm of craftsmanship that went into it. Bezalel was an architect. Like we said, he was only 13. We spoke about all this. Hashem put tremendous ruchni, spiritual things. Why? Because it was an architecture that the architect itself was kaidish, was pure. It was something different. It was spiritual artwork, embroidery. Tell me, when you see embroidery, what is it? It's only the result? It's also the chachma of the malacha. It says clearly, Meleches, Mali Oisei Chachma, there was a tremendous spiritual wisdom in the building, because the Kedusha had a lot to do with the building itself. And I just want to add one more thing, when this will end. The Mikdash and Shabbos. We don't do the Mikdash on Shabbos, right? Mm-hmm. And Limud is, right? You're supposed to keep Shabbos. Okay. All Malachas, which were in the Mikdash, are also on Shabbos. The Malachas of the Mikdash done in the Mikdash, or the Malachas of the building of the Mikdash. This is the Machlokes Rishayim, the Glikal speaks about it. For example, Samimanim, right? The dyes. Was it in the Avodas HaKarbonis? Right? Was the Samimanim, or it was in the building, the Oireis Eilim Adamim? Which one is it? Some Rishayim say it has to do with the building, and some Rishayim say it has to do with what? The Avodah. You know what they're arguing in? What is Va'asalim Mikdash? Which is the Kedusha? Is it the Avodah that's done in it? Or is the Mikdash the building? Shabbos Shavuot is teaching me that the building itself is Avodas HaKadosh. It was an Avodas HaKadosh. It wasn't to have the result of a building which is Roi L'Shechina. The Avodah itself, the building itself, was spiritual embroidery. It was spiritual architecture, art. It brought out Avodas Hashem. So this is what I'm explaining to you. The Adonim had to be Li L'Shmi. Where in the Yesod? The Yesod has to be L'Shma. You can't do something that the Yesod of it isn't L'Shma. In the L'Shma, you can have Meis HaSharish and Venu Libay. And this is also the Pesach, the Inyan of coming in. A person comes in, the coming in is going to be Merav Chazdecha of Beis Echav. The coming in is going to be Benedivus Halev. The Yesoidus of within is Birasecha. This is the Avodah of Avodas Hashem. It starts off, if I care to enjoy, you know, I once told this to you. Someone once asked Reb David Pavarsky, how does a person learn with Cheshik? How does a person learn with Cheshik? So he said, Cheshik? Why don't you tell him? I've been learning 70, 80 years already without Cheshik. Who's Cheshik? How could you have Cheshik if it's rough to learn? It's not easy to learn. You know when you have Cheshik? When you first sit down. People don't realize that. When you start out, it's going to learn a koil. It gets rough afterwards. Shtachav v'behechol kachach, to remain in the base of Mikdash is b'yir asecha. It's about fear. It's not about chesed. It's not about oyla regel. Yeah, those that come, you know, I like all the people that oyla regel, right? What are they oyla regel? They come to base of Mikdash 3 times a year. What? Besimcha. Yeah. They're all excited 3 times a year. Yeah. People come 3 times a year to yeshiva. Yeah, it's beautiful. But it's the ones that are in the Beis HaMikdash. It's Bir HaSecha. It's rough. It's rough. It's not easy. Avodas Hashem is not meant to be easy. It's forced. It's Bekel Gilgailus. Because the Yesod of the Mikdash is Kfir. It's not Nedivus HaLev. This Rabbi side is an inside, a little bit. There's a lot more, because the problem with we're talking about the Mikdash is every part of the Mikdash has its ruchni's dikir significance. But this is one part of it, at least the binyan we understand. Understand the binyan as a lecture of avodah. How you go into avodah Hashem. And then Mr. Sipora tells us this. Before the egel, we didn't need all this. Before the egel, we didn't need all this. Because it was all internal. After the egel, we need an external. This is external lesson. External derech in Avodas Hashem. It's hard for me to explain clearly.
It's a punish, looks like. After the punishment.
I don't want to say it's a punishment. I'll give you an example. Okay, you ready? Yeah, I want to give you an example. I just want to show you how you should understand. Listen carefully. When you first get married, everybody's laughing, right? When you first get married, very romantic, right? It's wow, a new life, a new future, it's beautiful, right?
Then you notice the falls.
Then what happens? The kids come. And it's so difficult. Tell me, when you look back, which days do you remember? You remember the days of, and we sat at the thing and she said this and I said that, wow, and you said this, it's all baloney, right? It was good at the time, right? You know what you remember? The avodas kasha for the children. There's a real life. It's there's the external, it feels good, it's comfortable, it's nice. But then there's the real part of life. The yamim kashim, that they together you put avoida. The same thing as in Ruchnius also. There's the Ruchnius, the beautiful, yeah, it's Gishmak, I daven, beautiful, very nice. Yeah, I'll give you another example. Yeah, beautiful, yeah, just another beautiful example. How many people remember Ne'ilah? Go through it year by year. Ne'ilah. Right? Tremendous and uplifting moment, right? It's like Ne'ilah. You remember Ne'ilah? Yeah. What has more of an effect on you in your memory? Ne'ilah or the days that you sat and learned Tosfos? You look back and say, wow, Ne'ilah. I never saw a person say, you know, I had 50 Ne'ilahs in my life. I never heard anybody say that. Anybody say that? I just want to know. You know a person that came and said, wow, looking back at my life, look at your kippah, David. You ever heard anybody say that? What does a guy look back and he'll say, oh, take a look. I learned this Tosfos, I learned this Rambam. A guy comes every morning for Shacharis. I'm asking, what does a person walk away and say? This Yid, he never missed a davening. Why talk about it? Say, talk about Ne'ilah, no? He talk about how he screamed during Ne'ilah. And you know what the answer is? Am I right or am I wrong? Am I saying right? I don't know. Are you asking me? You never thought about that, huh? You know anybody came and said, wow, I feel so spiritually uplifted, Ne'ilah. You remember Ne'ilah? Okay, good. Remember, it feels good. Came to daven every morning. Then I learned. I came first Seder to learn. What do you mean? Ne'ilah is much more. You know what the answer is? You're right. That's how you start. You come in there. It's the days of year. It's the days of work. That's what stays with you. That's you. The v'shachanti b'soicham has to do with the v'asur l'mikdash. The ashroas hashchina is with the work that goes in. It's not with the spirit. Here, give me a push. Simple examples. You ready? Simple examples. I learned yoytzus. You know, I don't know. You don't know if you have the same yoytzus we have.
We don't have bichlal.
I never saw talking in what do we call that in lofty terms about Maimon Har Sinai. I never saw it. When we talk about, I remember the days, I remember, why don't we come and say that? I remember Matan Torah. I remember the day we saw Matan Torah. The Yotzus. We don't, what's the word I'm looking for when a person there,
should reminisce for me.
In reminiscing to reminisce. So Charti Yomim, I remember, you know, we talk about the Beis HaMikdash. I remember days that we were in the Beis HaMikdash. All the Yotzus are about that. The Beis HaMikdash was Avoida. It was work. Avoida, work, is what stays with a person. That's what stays with him. That's bringing V'shachanti B'soichom inside you. The rest is seeing, it's experiencing. This is B'soichom. The Torah was teaching me how to bring the Rabbi Hashem within. To have Hashem dwell within you. And that is only through the Avoida. Avoid is rough, not easy. This is the Va'asul Mikdash. Learn the parsha in this vein, in this light. The Beis HaMikdash is supposed to be a Moira Derech. It's supposed to teach me how to do Avoidah. How to do Avoidah. And how to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Really. Really get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You could talk about religion from today till tomorrow. You could talk about religion. If you don't have the lessons of Va'asu, not talk, to do, to make, to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Mashu Shechina Asai, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's talk and talk and more talk and more theology. Yeah, I'll give you an example. Just something, things that go through my mind. The reform and conservative movements don't think were not based on theology. They were based on theology. Some of it was based on Yikar Chalagayim, but a lot of it wasn't. A lot of it was to bring out Jewish religion within the society that we live in. That was really their kavanah. Their kavanah was to preserve Judaism. It didn't work. It didn't work. You see, I mean, I was reading a documentary, it's unbelievable that the children of all these people, they're all going today. All of them. There's not one guy, not one. And they were moist and nefesh with ideals. So either you could come and say, you're right. What is it? It's anything which is not al-pi hashkafat ha-Torah, it was not going to last. That's one way of looking at it. There's another way of looking at it also. And that is theology, hashkafa. Without va'asu, it's not going to work. It doesn't work. Va'asu li mikdash, there's an avoida. Mishachanti b'saycha. You could talk and you could feel. It's not about talking and feeling. It's about asiyah. It's about doing. It's about laying foundations. It's about building. A person builds, his home is like a Beis HaMikdash. It's about building, binyan. When there's a binyan, then there's Shvashachanti B'Saicham. Otherwise, it just comes and goes. And then Mr. Rabban tells us this, that a person never changes with Nisim. Why not? Because Nisim is here, it's in the mind. Without the Asiyah, it doesn't do anything. It doesn't go anywhere. But the Asuli Mikdash is Asiyah. And that's the Lila Shmi. Lila Shmi isn't Kavana. Lishma means Kaidish. Va'asu li Mikdash, Kaidish. You have to make Kaidish. You have to create Kaidish. There's a Chiddush in Kedusha, that Kedusha is about doing. Kedusha is not, it's not about philosophy. Kedusha can come only through Va'asu. It's not Asiyah of Kedusha. Your carbon is, you know, even when you want to be makdish a carbon, right? So there's a din hafrosha. Everything has to do with not the mind, but the ma'isa, pa'ula. There's hafrosha's carbon, there's hakrava's carbon. A person would tell me, were you able to bring a carbon via airmail? Deliver it. Package it, send it with the delivery. Could you do it? Or the person had to come himself with his carbon. To come and solve this carbon. It's not about rotzoi. It's not about good intentions. It's about maisa. Va'asu li kaidish. Kedusha comes through asiya, and only in that is there ashras hashchina. This should be the base lesson for Parshas Truma. And all the parts of the Mishkan, you should learn that way. To understand the Mishkan in relevance to our avodas hakaidish. Every part of it is a lesson in Avodas HaKadosh. Yeah. I just want to come to a conclusion to the insight that we're saying. That Va'asali Mikdash is the Taich, the way we're explaining, that there's an Asiya to Kedusha. Kedusha isn't just state. Person's in a state of Kedusha. Kedusha is a verb. Asiyah, the maisa of making kedusha and behaving in a form and a fashion of kedusha, that itself is kedusha. Minmegel, just like tefillin, the chefetz of the tefillin has a din l'shma to create the chefetz. The chefetz of va'asu li mikdash, the asiyah itself is the chefetz of the mitzvah. And the male is a din l'shma and the chefetz of the mitzvah. Ke'ein, like what we spoke by matzah. Matzah is a din of zekeli van veyu to eat it litiyavim. It's not the chefetz of the mitzvah, the achrenim ask. The eating is not the chavtza. The matzah is the chavtza. So you should have a matzah muderis. The teretz is that we're not talking about the matzah, the chavtza, but the chavtza of achila. Since the mitzvah is an achila, so the chavtza of the mitzvah becomes the achila, and in it's shayich zekeli vaveyo hid. Who are they here too? Din lishma is not to create the Beis HaMikdash, to create the Mishkan. The din of lishma is in the va'asim. It's in the asiyah. And the pshat is because the asiyah is the kedusha. Va'asli mikdash is the asiyah's kedusha. It's doing and creating kedusha. And that becomes like the chefetz of the mitzvah. And to create that chefetz, there's a din of lishma. That's chal in the chefetz of din lishma, like the Brisker Rav says by tefillin, by stam, by secretary tefillin mezuzahs. And that's the taich of the Adonim. The Adonim was the side of the Mishkan. So the asiyas Adonim, the asiyah of the side is the chefetz of asiyas Mishkan. That's called creating the Mishkan, the side of the Mishkan. There was a din lishma in that, to create the Mishkan. So it was not only a din in the chefetz of the Adonim, but in the asiyah of the Adonim. And that even started with the Bekel Gugailus that was brought for the Adonim. That's the din of lishma in the Adonim, v'yikhu li truma, li lishmi. The din of lishma that it should be chal of the chefetz of the asiyah of the Kiddushim. Stop over here, Rabbi, and I'm sorry if I was marach a little too long, but this is about the Binyan HaMikdash. Okay.